Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Scalora Danceport episode. It is a beautiful afternoon here in Sicily. I've got a beautiful balcony view in front of me of Catania, and it looks a little cloudy, a little rainy, but so far so good. It's beginning to get a little chilly here in Catania, so we're getting ready for the Christmas night. Today I've got quite the surprise guest for you guys. She's a world champion. Now, I know that many here on Scalora Danceport, many of our guests hold the title of world champion, European champion, but I think that she is one of the youngest world champions that I've had here on Scalora Danceport. At only 22, approximately 2 weeks ago, she'll clarify this for me, she won the Solo Latin, the first ever WBSF Solo Latin World Championship. Now, let's take a quick look at this video clip.
De Italia, Alessia Pecchia.
I feel so emotional. It's very nice to see my flag. It's something that, you see from the other people, from the champions, okay? So it's so emotional to see my name in the WBSF list, yeah. There are so many nice competitors, okay? I don't know, I feel a strong energy in my body. It's a very good atmosphere, it's a very nice organization, and the floor it's so nice. And I have to say thanks to all people that follow me also at home, my family, my grandma, and my friend. And so thank you to all to my fans. And thank you.
So we bring to Scalora Danceport the youngest world champion, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Alessia Pecchia. Alessia, hello. How are you on this fine day?
Fine.
You are doing well. That is great. Now, are you checking in from Rome, from Napoli? What part of Italy are you from?
Now I'm living in Rome for dance and for university, but I was born in Fondi. Little city in the south of Lazio.
I see. Now, every time I bring guests to Scalora Danceport, I always ask them the very famous question, and I ask them, how's the weather today where you are?
Oh, very nice. there is a sun.
There is some sun. Good. Well, that's good. Here in Catania, I mentioned earlier, it's a little cloudy. Seems a little depressing, but okay, at least there's no rain. At least we can say this. Let's take this from the very beginning. Yeah, tell me, how did you begin dancing? What made you put on a pair of Latin shoes?
Okay, I started dancing when I was 4 years old. My mom's friend, that now I call aunt, was a dance teacher. My mom told me that I always danced when I was young, and she asked my mom to bring me at dance school, and I start with social dance, modern, something like that, and I really loved hip hop when I was young, so I look like a boy. And yes, but at the age of 8-9 years old, I started Latin because my school dance was looking for a dance partner for a boy. So at the beginning was a sort of trial, but then I got hooked.
I see. You immediately enjoyed it and you began dancing. Now, was it because you liked dancing or maybe you had a little crush on this boy?
No, just dancing.
Ah, okay. You know, I have to clarify.
Yes.
I see. So from being
yes, an I danced with him for 13 years.
Wow! So you guys really grew together.
Like yes, and yes, and I went to school with him.
Oh, wow! Yeah. So you two were very close.
Yes, yes, we always stay together, but mm-hmm. now we are not in a good relationship. So yes, yes.
It happens. It happens. You know, it's kind of like the weather here in Catania. A little, you know, it happens. So. So you began dancing at 8 years old. You started taking your first steps to winning a world championship title. So just a few weeks ago in Spain, you won the WDSF, the first ever WDSF Solo Latin World Championship title. Tell me a little bit, what has this been like? Has this processed inside the head, your world champion? Tell me a little bit about it.
I think it's fantastic be a world champion, but it's wow to be the first in the history, mm-hmm. Because I think I am writing a new chapter of WDSF and I don't know, every word is. Is incorrect because I have to say thanks to life because give me this unique and this special opportunity. Okay.
Of course, of course. Now walk me through a little bit the morning of, so the day of the world championship, the morning of, what did you have for breakfast? Tell me, did you wake up at 9 or 8? Tell me a little bit about the day of the world championship.
Okay, I started my day at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I had makeup, I had tan, mm-hmm. and then I go to the competition to have hairstyle. And I am an anxious person,
right.
And the hairstylist was late.
Uh-oh. So make you, yes, a little nervous.
30 minutes late. So
ooh, did you get a discount
in this competition?
Ooh, I hope you asked for a discount. I would have asked for 50% off. I want my discount.
So I was lucky. I was lucky because the competition started later. Yes. So I did the first round, mm-hmm. and my hair were open.
No, so, really.
Yes. Yeah, so I go to the hairstylist and said, "My hair are opening," mm-hmm. and she was very, very kind, and yes, yes.
Good.
But in the first round, I remember I was crying. I was crying for emotion because in my head, I said, "Alessia, you are dancing in that floor, the same floor, which I don't know, are good dancers, champions, mm-hmm. Danced." So is yes, something strong,
right.
Because this was the first WDSF competition for me abroad.
Oh, okay.
I have never did a WDSF competition abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this being your first WDSF international competition. But we've seen you compete in other federations. Tell me a little bit. Have you trained in other places? Tell me a little bit about your...
I started in Italy with Vince. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I won 2 Italian championships when I was young. Yes. At the age of 13 and 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In B2 and B1. Mm-hmm. And then I started class A. Mm-hmm. A few years later, we go in Budisi. Yes, I danced international and Blackpool as a junior and as a rising star adults.
Wow, tell me a little bit about this. What was this like?
Yes, I think it's something that I always bring with me. They were a good experience, very strong experience. I remember in junior, yes, in you know, there are a single dance competition, and in samba we danced the quarter final, yes, the 24, and we were waiting to semifinal, but we didn't dance, and we arrived 18th. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Was a very nice result. And then in Rising Star Adults, always in Blackpool, I wasn't 18 years old.
Oh,
okay. No. But we danced in Rising Star, and we thought that we didn't pass so many rounds, but we arrived at the third day, something that, so we were 400 couples, and we did we danced the 90.
Wow.
Okay. So we have to.
Congratulations! Look at that.
Wow. So we did the return in Italy, and when we discovered that we passed the round, we had to
go back.
Yeah, no. Did another fly to return?
Another ticket. Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Wow.
So.
Was that stressful at all? Was that nervous? Did it give you any anxiety? Wow. Well, that's crazy, though. From 400 couples to 90. That is very nice. Huge congratulations.
Yes, we didn't expect that. We didn't expect that, really.
And so this was, you were 18. Now this was a few years ago. So now being 22, you win the world championship. Tell me, where do you want to see your future? So competitive dancing, will we see another world championship title for you? Will we see some commercial dancing, maybe something on TV? Where would you like to see your future go?
I don't feel so young, because I'm in a sort of mid-age crisis, because solo Latin is a new discipline. And yeah. The great part of that girl are younger than me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that my energy, my dynamic, helped me. But it's difficult, because these girls are full of energy. So for future, I think I would like to compete for other years. My dream is when I don't know other 5-6 title of world champions, but I really like the TV world. And I don't know. I see my future, my long future, as a judge. I would like to teach abroad. Yes.
The typical adjudicating choreographer career.
Yes, yes. I would like to take a Woody SF license. Yes.
I think one of the things maybe that was a contributing factor was, in fact, your age, because maybe the other competitors in the solo Latin were maybe younger, but because you're older, you have maybe a more mature style of dancing, your quality of movement, you were able to study it more, spend more time on it, and that maturity of dancing possibly led you to that world championship title. So I definitely hope to see some more. So you won the solo Latin. So do you have a dance partner? Will we see maybe a amateur Latin World Championship title soon? Oh, what's this like a little bit?
I always dancing with a partner. Mm-hmm. I started solo in April.
Oh, okay.
So from April, I won 2 Italian title. Yes, mm-hmm. I won a European Championship, IDO European Championship in August in Poland, and then I won World Championship. But there are 8 months that I'm dancing solo. Yes.
So, what do you find are some of the differences between solo Latin and couple dancing? What are difficulties, pros and cons? What's the good stuff? What's the bad stuff? Tell me.
Okay, I think that the best thing of solo is the relationship with the public, mm-hmm. because you not have. A dance partner, but your dance partner is the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I really like this connection. Mm-hmm. I think this competition is different from the others because I really, really enjoy every moment. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful dance for the other. See that they applaud you and support you, and this time was great because I have also support from people, not only Italian people, but people from other countries. Yes, I will always remember this French girl that came to me and said, your touch is amazing. I want your leg. And I said, where are you from? France. And she said to me, you are Italian? Yes. Oh, now I'm Italian. So this is the best thing. You can be a star,
mm-hmm.
a star, because everyone look you. But with a partner, with a dance partner, is the best thing is the connection with him.
The relationship. Okay,
so the feeling with two peoples,
mm-hmm.
With two people. Yes. But I don't know. I'm hoping to find a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
But in this moment, I feel good in this way.
I
don't know. Yes, I don't know. I think I found my place.
Mm-hmm.
When I at the beginning, I wasn't feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember in the first competition of solo in Follonica in Italy, I was crying during the competition because I thought, why I'm dancing here? But with time, I
mm-hmm. you had more understanding. Maybe you appreciated the style.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that when I'm dancing solo,
mm-hmm.
I express all of me. Yes. So it's something beautiful.
So you like to be more free than with a boy.
I'm not an egocentric person.
But
when I dance, my mom said to me, who are you? Yes, because there is a transformation.
You know, I have to say, I never truly was a fan of like the solo Latin, but when I watched your videos, because I watched preparing for this interview, I watched some of your videos, and then when I saw that you and I was like, oh, I like this Alessia Pecchia girl. I really like your style. And then I was like, maybe I want to do solo Latin. You inspired me because I am crazy. I am crazy when I dance. So I have that's one of my problems. All my teachers say, Ale, you have to respect the music. Ale, you have to respect the choreography. I like to improvise. I like to the, but for me to improvise, I have to lead well my partner. Well, if I don't have a partner, I can just improvise on the dance floor and I can just go crazy.
Yes, so yes, yes, yes.
Maybe you inspire me to do solo lats, and I'll wait for the WBSF to organize a solo Latin male world championship, and maybe I'll do it. So we speak about a little bit about inspiration, and tell me, who inspires you? Who are your favorite dancers? Now, maybe it doesn't even have to be a dancer.
I like more dancer. I always see, I don't know, the best part, the best characteristic from the others, but I love Kristina. I love Kristina Mushenskaya. I love her dynamic, her change of speed, her charisma. I recognize something of her in me, and she's a little bit crazy, and I think. And I think you have to be crazy when you dance. You have to be crazy for you love. And it is an inspiration for me. And also, I love also that she use something that come from other dances, other dances, other style of dance. And it's very important. It's very important to study other discipline, other type of dance. I always study everything, modern, modern, contemporary, and they help me. They help me really to discover your body. Yes, discover your body and create something new, something that other people haven't.
Of course, that hasn't been seen before.
Yes, yes. In solo Latin, we don't have an inspiration.
Mm-hmm. You so are now, not the inspiration.
Yeah. now I feel that I'm creating my brand. Okay. It's important to study other disciplines. Yes.
Yes, very I agree. Important. Especially once you reach, because now. It's true. You are now the inspiration for all the younger girls who want to continue their solo Latin career. So now they look up to you. And I definitely agree at this point, once you reach the top of a certain category, whether it's solo Latin, show dance, formation, amateur, pro division, then you have to start experimenting. And Kristina does this very well. Actually, let's give a really big shout out and hello to Kristina. Kristina was actually my very first guest on Scalora Danceport, so I'm always appreciative of her. I started this podcast, this very small, what started out as something very, very small, and she was my first guest, and it grew into something much bigger than I thought it would. So, Kristina, if you're watching, hello, hope all is well.
I have never had the honor to having a lesson with her. I just saw her in a competition in Rome when I was young, but
no, Kristina is amazing. Me, I have also never done lesson with her. I really want to, but personality wise, she's amazing. It's great though that she has such a great personality, because in today's day, all the time, not just in this sport, there's many champions and then they have a terrible attitude. You know, you could be the best dancer in the world, but if you have a terrible attitude, no one wants to be your friend.
Yes.
And this is definitely not Kristina's case. Kristina, when I first met her, was in 2019, and she took a chance on me to do this interview. And ever since I did this interview with her, she always says hello. We always see each other. When we see each other, it's always hello, how are you? I hope all is well. We've done a few projects together during the corona because I had some projects, and she always says yes. So to that, she's not just a world dance sport champion, but she's also a life world champion.
Yes.
So let's move. Go ahead.
What I saw in a solo Latin champion, Latin competition, is that there are two different dances. I saw more choreographic dancers, and in Woody SF I saw more technical dancers. Solo Latin is a new discipline, but I think it's a mix of technique and personality. But I think 70% of personality and 30% of technique. It is something new because you can use also steps from other style of dancing.
So balancing out different styles and trying something new. And
yes, in Paso Doble I did, I don't know if you see it, a figure.
They do this in English. This is called an illusion, because they do this in figure skating. They do this in rhythmic gymnastics. That was really, really cool.
Yes, I did rhythmic gymnastics when I was young. Yes.
Wow.
For many years. When I was 18 years old, I decided to continue only Latin. I had Blackpool. I had also school, and I have to decide, but I was a star.
You're a superstar, that's what you are. Tell me about this rhythmic gymnastic career. I had no clue. You know, sometimes when I prepare my interviews, I stalk people's Instagram and Facebook. I don't think I saw anything about rhythmic gymnastics. Tell me about this.
Yes, I did it for, I think, 10 years.
Wow.
Yes, I started when I was young. At the age of 8 and 9 years old, yes. I was very talented. I was not so stretched, but
flexible.
Yes, I was very able to with ribbon, with ball, with so I was able with instruments, and my name was so important in my region. Yes, I did the interregional competition. Yes, and
wow.
just the four, the first four of the region go to interregional.
Wow, so you had also a very good career within the rhythmic gymnastics.
Yes, my favorite was ribbon and ball. I loved ribbon, yes.
I see.
When I was young, I always go on YouTube, see the gymnast video, and I learned something of Russian.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
like
yes, yes.
Russian language.
Yes, yes, I remember.
Ah, Alina
I remember Alina Gabaeva. Alina Gabaeva.
Quindi lo parli un po'.
Раз, два, три, четыре, пять, шесть, семь, восемь, девять, десять. Yes.
Давай. Perfetto. Great, great. You know, I speak this much Russian. Hold on, let me, this much, that much. So you're a dancer, world champion in Latin, rhythmic gymnastic champion. You speak a little bit of Russian. You are a superstar. That's what you are. So let's talk about your daily life. From morning to night to day, what does a day in your life look like?
I have a very simple day. I wake up, I study for university. Because I am studying engineering.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and in March, probably I will finish. I will finish.
Probably.
I hope.
Let's go.
There are other two exams.
I see. So you wake up and then you study.
Yes, I study for university. I go to university and then I take the bus and go directly at dance school, and then I return to home because I stay in university residence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm far away from home. Yes, mm-hmm. 3 hours with train, with metro. Okay. Yes, so I live alone. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have my room. I have my room, but I'm in apartment mm-hmm. with another girl that call Alessia, like me.
Alessia, let me thank you so much for joining me today on Scalore Dance Board. It's always a big pleasure to speak with top dancers within our industry. I can't wait to see where the future will take you, whether it's to more world championship titles, or maybe I'll turn the TV on and maybe I'll see you dancing. But it's been a big honor, and thank you so much for joining me today.